The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding for now, but it's fragile. Here in the U.S., interfaith groups of Jews and Muslims are trying to figure out how to navigate this moment. Dina Pritchett reports on how this conflict is testing the relationship that they have worked so hard to build.
Like a lot of Palestinians in the U.S., Aziza Hassan has been hugely affected by what's happening in her homeland.
This right now, like, I'm in a world of pain.
Hassan leads New Ground, a Muslim-Jewish partnership.
And it's people reaching out to me and me reaching out to people that starts to help us figure out what we can do together.
Like many interfaith groups, they work to build relationships. It's not about sermons from imams and rabbis. It's about individuals. Programs and trainings and events where over the years, tens of thousands of people have talked and found common ground and learned how to disagree, but still hear each other.
It's just really hard work, especially like right now. We have people who are saying, I'm done, like I need space.
It's very hard to sit at the table when you think others don't understand what you're going through.
Atiya Aftab is one of the founders of the Sisterhood of Salam Shalom, which has over 150 chapters across the country. Like several interfaith groups, they specifically avoided addressing the situation between Israelis and Palestinians at first, because it is so divisive.
Let's build a relationship first, and then we'll get to that when we're ready.
It took about 10 years to get ready. During that time, the group issued statements on synagogue attacks in the U.S., Muslim Uyghurs in China. But then last year, they visited the U.S.-Mexico border.
Where we literally stood in front of a wall. Where we literally went through checkpoints. And it became clear to us that we could not talk about Israel and Palestine anymore.
With a lot of talk and a lot of tears, they wrote a statement supporting nonviolence. And more recently, they wrote another, condemning the Israeli police attacks against worshippers in East Jerusalem, the evictions of Palestinians from their homes, and the violent responses from Hamas and the Israeli military. Some members thought the group went too far. Others, not far enough. But they're coming together to talk, to cry, to pray. Other groups, like New York's Muslim-Jewish Solidarity Committee, are having a harder time finding that common ground. Michelle Koch is the executive director.
We've been doing all this work for 5 years, trying to create dialogue, trying to create openness, and hoping that when we get to these moments, people will somehow hold hands and, bring peace. But that's not necessarily the case.
Koch still has family back in Israel and knows people are hurting. But
I thought that people would be more willing to talk, and some are, but a lot are not.
They're trying to figure out what's next. Coming up with guidelines to get people back in the room together and talking and really hearing each other. At New Ground, Aziza Hassan is also looking ahead.
Because I believe that Palestinian children's lives are sacred. And I believe that Israeli children's lives are sacred.
And Hassan says the way to protect those lives is by working together.
When we stand together and we try to make the world see each other, maybe, just maybe, we can stop at least ourselves from hardening our hearts and allowing that cycle to continue.
A heart that's open is also one that can break. But Aziza Hassan hopes that heart breaks open to others' stories and understanding and peace. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett.